Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
And I'm Jeff, back with a fully functioning urinary tract.
How is your dick?
It's feeling good. It's feeling real good.
Like better than usual or like back to baseline?
I would say it's better than usual for now.
Good.
After going through what you go through, when it gets back to normal, normal feels pretty good.
Can imagine that it would.
Yeah, so it is. It's feeling good. I feel like I picked up a little girth along the way. I don't know, but it is feeling good.
A little icing and it'll bring it back down, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's just swelling apparently. So,
hey, I got some good news for you.
Lay it on me.
We're in a studio where Dave doesn't have a mic.
That's such good news. It really is. You know,
the most beautiful thing that's ever happened. Like, what better way to spend your day than not having to hear Dave talk?
Well, that's unfortunately for us, we still have to hear Dave talk. Just nobody else does, you know.
You're welcome, America.
But I don't know. I don't know about that, because I have to say, Dave has gotten a lot of positive feedback.
You understand people saying, "I want to punch that kid in the face," is not actually positive feedback for anybody besides us.
You know what? I thought about that.
And okay.
Even after I filter all of those out, there's still a bunch of people dig Dave.
A grave?
No, they just like him. It's unbelievable.
I don't understand it.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Hey, Dave, suck it.
It's, yeah.
I hope you feel real good about driving from New Jersey to come here and then going back to New Jersey in 2 hours. Just record this.
That is dedication, though, bud.
Yeah, that is.
That is dedication.
A level of dedication I believe neither of us have to him. So no. That's the important thing.
No, definitely not.
Hey, so I tell you, I found out what dicto is. But and mind you, a little bit of a callback. I'm talking about dicto being my dick, my toe being a dick, not my dick being a toe.
So two things on that real quick. Because there are both dictos, and we're actually going to address both of them.
Good.
But the quick one is... My friend Wilson, who deems himself a learned doctor,
okay,
corrected me, and I don't know how we miss this, because we both know the term is that a male version of camel toe is moose knuckle.
That was my
gamer tag on Xbox Live, and I forgot about it. I totally forgot about it.
You know how we missed it? You were still in pain. I was in pain.
I think that's what
and
it
Dave
was.
Is useless.
Yeah.
So
he said, he's like, everybody in the world knows that, you fucking idiot. I was like, I totally forgot. I spaced out.
Moose knuckle. You're right.
So it's
you're
moose
100%
knuckle.
Correct.
So, Wilson, thank you. All your years of medical training have really paid off, bud. Good work. Now, onto your version of dick toe, which was your big toe being a dick.
Yep. Yeah, it turns out it was the knuckle of my big toe being a dick with gout.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gout?
I'm a gouty son of a bitch.
Gout.
Gout.
Who gets gout? What are you, 70? Like, where the fuck did you get gout?
Well, first I thought it was because I wasn't having enough vitamin C, and then I remembered that that's scurvy. Not gout.
Right.
Two things I get very confused.
And this is not the Oregon Trail. So
that's dysentery.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Pirate ships is scurvy.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah. First, you can't remember moose knuckle. Now you're getting scurvy and dysentery mixed up. You were just flailing.
Was it typhoid fever was also on the Oregon Trail?
I think so, yeah.
You could also shoot people while hunting buffalo.
Yep.
That was great.
I mean, you could do that in real life, too, if they're not wearing the appropriate vest.
You can.
Or if you pay, like, $25,000 extra.
Most dangerous game.
Mm-hmm.
So back to your geriatric disease. I think we're just gonna record the next podcast from a fucking nursing home at this point, because we're just a couple of old broken down sacks of shit right now.
Yeah, seriously.
But gout, really?
Yeah,
fucking
gout.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the biggest problem I have with that is that, you know, usually when you think of gout, you're thinking, from what I understand from the greatest source of truth on the internet, Wikipedia, which is my personal doctor, Wikipedia, that you get it from beer drinking.
Which you don't drink.
Nope. red wine.
Which you don't drink.
No, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, this is some bullshit. How the hell did I get it? And then I go to the next line. It's like, red meat.
Yeah, you're a big red meat fan.
Pork. Bacon.
Yeah.
That's my deal.
Yeah.
Being overweight, which this chair can attest to that I'm not a skinny mini. Yeah, so I've got to make some changes, apparently, in life. Oh, and I'm half considering just throwing myself in front of a train instead of doing them.
Honest, that sounds fucking terrible.
You want to hear something terrible? You want to hear what sounds terrible? Go to lunch with this piece of shit over here, Dave.
No, that already sounds terrible.
Yeah, worst decision I've ever made. And we are, usually we'll go to like Moe's or Shake Shack or something delicious.
Yeah.
I went to Panera and had a salad.
Panera is delicious.
Panera is delicious, but I had a salad.
Why?
Jeff. Because I need to eat more vegetables.
Oh, God.
I need to eat lots of chicken. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. Not a bad deal, but vegetables. I'm going to have to change my entire life. I'm going to have to eat salads like I'm a vegan asshole.
God, that sounds so bad.
My life is over.
I would just have them cut the fucking foot off, man.
I tried. I kept on asking them, where's the robot foot you can replace my foot with? And they're just like, it doesn't exist. I'm like, well, you know what? They had it in Terminator.
I don't even think they
need... What the fuck, science?
I don't think they even need a robot foot.
No.
Just even one of those fucking plastic joints for now. Like, it's not like it's your hand. What do you really need? What do you really, really need both feet for, you know?
Not much. I mean, I try not to walk around.
So... This is just in. Our producer Dave has informed me from the lunch that you don't use salad dressing.
I don't. I hate salad dressing.
Kidding me?
I hate it. I think it's gross.
That's why you don't. This is Dave. Stop the recording. We're done. we're done here. This is just some things that I'll never forgive. So salad dressing. You don't use. You
nope.
Eat fucking dry lettuce salads.
Well, I do have them throw an extraordinary amount of cheese in there. And occasionally I'll have them throw them like, you know, oranges and whatnot. So I have a little
dry.
Bit of something.
That's all it's dry.
Oranges are not dry, Jeff. That's not how science works.
Oranges in a salad is a dry salad.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Which ones have you tried?
I don't remember because it's been forever and I refuse to change my ways.
Wow.
Look, Jeff, if I have to stop eating red meat, I'm not making other weird life-altering changes like trying salad dressing or doing new things. Fuck that. If I have to not eat steak, which is basically 90% of my diet.
And bacon.
Oh, and steak wrapped in bacon.
How are you going to cut back on pork products is beyond me.
I don't know.
But I'm not saying that. I think that this would actually make the change better for you if you found a dressing that you like. Because dressings are not what they were 20 years ago, man. Dressings are like technology. They're constantly, constantly evolving, you know? Italian dressing, please. That's like having an iPhone 1 at this point. Now this shit has raspberry in it. There's poppy seed dressing. There's ginger dressing.
Yeah,
There's all sorts of new shit out there. It's unbelievable.
No.
I feel like you might be able to find one that you like. And if you did, it might make the transition or the battle against this same disease that my fucking grandpa had. It might make things a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, but no. I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm just going to, you know, I'm not big on trying to shoot people down in a conversation, but no.
All right.
No,
hey, listen,
Jeff.
I'm just looking out for you.
Jeff, look me in the eyes. Look me in the eyes right now.
I'm looking you dead in your face right
no.
now.
No.
Listen, you got it. Do your thing. Hopefully you make it through.
Here's hoping.
But I am absolutely astonished. I believe Dave was as well because he took the time to point out to me that you don't use dressing.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. That's so... Are you a rabbit? Like...
I wish.
Yeah,
it'd be great. I'd be fluffy. Have a tail. People pet me all day.
That actually doesn't sound half bad.
Nah. Being a bunny would be great.
I'm already fluffy. I don't really have a tail, but...
Yeah, you do.
So...
You didn't know about it.
So this is life-changing right now. This is terrible news.
It is. I got to get on that whole...
Is it hereditary?
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, and I'm admittedly, my grandfather had it. My father had it once. So hopefully this is just a one-time deal. But,
okay.
You know, going to make those changes and try to not be a fat, slobbering, meat-eating constantly sack of shit.
How
am I going to do this with tears?
I have to tell you, you might be able to change a couple of those things, but that last one I'm pretty sure is going to...
The sack of shit part?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that one's here to stay. So I just...
Thanks, bud. Love you too.
I feel so bad for you, man.
Life is pain.
It is. And it hurts too, huh?
It does.
Now,
yeah.
You were in pretty significant pain last week.
Mm-hmm.
Has it actually gotten worse?
It has. There was like a good 3 or 4 days where I had to walk with a cane. Like the biggest old man on the... Like, I was just hobbling along. It was horrifying.
I saw a woman the other day walking with a cane, and it was a wooden cane, and it looked like such a rickety piece of shit. And I was like, I felt so bad. I'm like, this poor lady, why is this lady walking? It was a little bit decorative, but it just looked like she found a curved stick in the fucking forest and put a rubber foot on it. And I, you know, I'm like, cane technology has come so far. Why are you still walking around with a tree limb?
Canes and salad dressing, people. The progress marches on.
Really, though. It really has. It's not just oil and vinegar anymore.
Mm.
I mean, there's been 30 different types of vinegar, bud.
Yeah, but I hate all of them. I hate vinegar.
Wow.
That's like my number one problem with salad dressings, is that vinegar makes it. Shut up, Dave. No one can hear you.
How about honey mustard dressing?
Hate mustard.
Wow. I thought I might have a chance with honey
Caesar?
Mustard.
No, I don't want somebody to stab me in
Caesar
the back.
Caesar dressing, Dave? Get out. Get the fuck out of here. This guy, we're trying to break this guy into salad dressing, and you go with fucking Caesar? What is wrong with you, man?
I mean, half the time Caesar has anchovies in it, and I hate fish.
No, just the dressing, not
right,
Caesar salad.
Right, no, I know.
Caesar dressing has anchovies in
occasionally,
it?
Occasionally, yeah.
Yo.
Not like the bottled stuff, but like if you go to a restaurant, yeah.
No, I don't know what kind of fucking fancy Caesar dressing you're eating. And I don't know fish in my Caesar dressing.
And you're... buying the cheap shit, man.
I tell you, my gateway dressing was French. I used to like French dressing. And
French dressing, the marijuana of salad.
That's what it was. And I've moved on since. There are quite a few out there that I like, but I feel so bad for you. And then I feel like there's no hope because you don't like salad dressing. And dry salad is fucking terrible. You can dump all the stuff you want on there.
It's true.
Well, hey, at least you didn't have to have a camera up your dick again.
So far.
Which was nice.
Because apparently gout can also lead to kidney stones. So,
oh, God.
So we might have like an entire series of shit that has been up our dicks.
I was actually nervous about that when I, you know, when they sent the kidney stones to the lab to see what they are, because one of the types is like a uric acid,
mm-hmm.
and which is what causes gout as well. Thanks again to my medical professional, Wilson, for that advice on that. And I was very thankful to find out that it wasn't that type.
Oh, what'd you have?
So it was like the kind of run of the mill calcium one or whatever it is. And so the doctor is telling me, and I thought he was a smart man until he starts like listing the things that I can't have. And so he's like, you know, you got to cut back on chocolate, you got to cut back on soups, which for me is the worst.
No, you can't do that.
That's terrible news right there. Soup is like 60% of my diet. And then the last one he mentions, and he like mentions it separately, and he's like, and you gotta, you know, you're gonna have to cut back on spinach too. And I thought, is this motherfucker making fun of me? I'm like, why would you list spinach last? I look at him, I'm like, yeah, no, I think I'll be able to do that one. Like, that's not gonna be a problem. Spinach is fucking disgusting. So,
although I do like it in lasagna, it's my favorite spinach delivery system.
Oh man, this guy is killing me today.
What?
Today.
No, just in lasagna.
I don't like. I actually don't like any cooked spinach in anything, and I'm not a big fan of it raw either. I think it's a disgusting leaf.
So that's why I consider kale. Is kale a leaf? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Jesus. Battery pack falling down my shirt.
Kale was like garnish until like 5 years ago.
Thanks for saving me, Dave.
Kale was like the green shit that came on your plate with your shrimp cocktail that you've fucking left on the plate.
Yep.
You know? Now it's, that's another one. That tastes gross, too. So, all right, but let's move on from our ailments. This is starting to sound like the John Tesh show. you don't know what I'm talking about.
I do.
He takes breaks in between Celine Dion songs to give medical advice, mm-hmm. and, as they're known now, life hacks. But fucking John Tesh. Other than that,
yeah.
What have you been up to?
Literally nothing. I couldn't stand up for days. I had to keep my foot elevated. So I've been binge watching The Blacklist
with
James Spader.
James Spader.
Yeah. Good show.
Is it?
Yeah. And I'm not saying that because I know people that work on it. I'm saying that because I actually enjoy it.
Okay. That's good.
Rewatching The Newsroom.
Yeah, the only part of The Newsroom I've ever seen is that clip of him doing the speech about America not being great.
Oh, yeah. The first 3 minutes of the show that everybody seems to... I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I love the writing in that, but then it's just like... That's the 3 minutes everyone's seen. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That's literally that's the beginning of the show?
That is that's in the first 15 minutes.
Shit. All right. Well, that's the only part of it I've seen. And while it's good, I feel like that's not a show that I'd be interested in.
It's actually pretty good. You'd probably like it.
Yeah? All right. I'll check it out.
It's very well written.
I'll check it out.
Get to season three. Then I'll put it in my queue. Garbage.
So what season of The Blacklist, Jan?
Currently season two.
And it's?
Still good.
So I saw one episode. I actually saw the first episode of The Blacklist, mm-hmm. and it was really good. And I just never, like, I never followed up and finished watching the rest of it. But I can definitely, I definitely believe you when you tell me that it's a good show.
Well, I mean, if you put James Spader in just about anything, I'm going to watch it.
You know what? I hated him in The Office. I know you haven't seen, but yeah. I hated him in that.
That's okay.
Awful. But then again, maybe it was also the letdown from Steve Carell not being on the show.
Yeah.
So I've actually been watching New Girl.
Nice.
Which is actually a pretty good show. The guy Jake Johnson on it, the one from Let's Be Cops.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty damn funny. And I finished Daredevil season two, which is
dope.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And The Punisher is
so good. Looking forward to his solo show.
Yeah, that's a long time away, though. I didn't realize how long it was before they do that.
Yes, it'll be a while. But
oh, it's
be
not
awesome.
That long.
I have no information on that, Jeff.
Oh, see, I read online that it was actually not until like late next year. But again,
Well, they do two shows a year, roughly, of the Marvel Netflix stuff. And so, yeah, they've got Luke Cage, which is coming out at the end of this year, which is going to be dope.
Yeah.
Then you've got Iron Fist, and then I think it's Defenders, which is going to be recording at the same time as Jessica Jones, season two.
That's what, next year?
Yeah.
See? So I don't know when The Punisher fits in with all of that, but I heard that The Punisher was not until after The Defenders, and it's too fucking long for me to wait. I wish that it was out now.
Well, that I can't help you with.
Because he's awesome.
He is awesome, and I'm not a huge fan of... I mean, like, I like The Punisher as a character when he's done right, and they did him perfectly right on this.
So are you saying that the one with John Travolta as the bad guy and Tom Jane...
I would rather watch that than X-Men Origins Wolverine, but not many other things that I'd put Marvel-wise before that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That movie was
pretty rough. Good.
Punisher Warzone, though, wasn't terrible as far as I recall.
Who played him?
Don't remember. I was drunk.
You were drunk for the... You don't even know if the movie was actually good.
It had a lot of things going kablow on it.
Gotcha. That's exploding, right?
Kablow. That is. Kablow is exploding. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just checking. So, it's been catching up on TV for you.
Yep.
I did a fair amount of that while I was laid up as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been back in the, you know, back in the game doing my thing. So I had my daughter turned 4.
That's right. I did see that. Please tell her I said happy birthday and that I apologize for stealing you as often as I do.
Yes. No, I will let her know. She hates you for that. But I will let her know. So we did her, you know, we did her birthday party and...
And I suppose, was there any theme to the birthday party?
Well, we actually had it at like a craft place.
Dope.
And there were 3 different choices. You could either paint something or you could decorate like this, either like a plastic bin or like a, I don't know, like a jewelry box. And then the third option was doing like a Build-A-Bear where you stuff your own stuffed animal.
So nice.
That was the option that she went with.
As everyone should.
Yeah, so.
I don't even know why the other 2 options exist at that point.
Yeah, no, it was, that was the option that she had, and it was cool. The paintable things that I saw there, you know, like the plaster things.
Yeah,
that you,
yeah.
I remember when I was younger, they were not so cool. Like, they had awesome shit. Like, I think when I was a kid, I had one of those parties, and... It was all like, you know, fucking
stars,
clip
and
art.
Flowers,
it was like clip art looking pieces.
Yeah.
Type of. Now they have, like a plaster Spider-Man bank that you can.
Yep.
Do. They had like a bunch of different sharks. They had like a lot of cool shit. It was so much better. Kids' parties have come a long way.
They have.
So, but yeah, so we were there and they had all of these. You know, you have all these kids there, whatever it was. I think she had all the little kids from her class and, you know, all her cousins and stuff like that. And, you know, what I didn't get was, and I guess sometimes it's unavoidable. But, you know, when you guys become parents, if you ever take the kids to parties or anything mm-hmm. like that, there's like this weird, like, party etiquette. Because you have to provide food for the other parents that come there.
Yeah.
You know?
The moochers.
Right. So, like, my brother and his family, or my wife's sisters and her family, that's a different thing. That's
right,
all,
of course. That's
all related.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, my daughter's godfather and her, you know, his family and stuff like that. Like, it's all different. Like, they're all, we invite the whole family.
Right.
But the other invitations and stuff, like, they go to the
kid.
And yet, like, some people will show up with, like, all their kids. Like, there's this one little, like, fucking rat face kid that's in her preschool class. And she really is such a rat face. So she comes, and the mother brings her and her 2 other rat face daughters with her. And I'm like... What the fuck is this? Like, you pay per kid, and while it's only like $20 a kid or whatever, which I don't give, you know, gives yeah. a shit about that. It was like, it was more the point of it, and so I'm like, this is unfucking believable. I'm like, well, who is this woman? And then I actually find out who this mother is. She's probably about 10 years older than me. But I find out that she is the sister of my brother's high school, like, arch nemesis. Like, the only guy that my brother ever beat up. This is his sister. I'm like, this piece of shit comes to my family's party with her dumb, ugly daughters. I'm like, I'm so mad. I wanted to throw her out of the goddamn party. I was so angry. And I said to Teresa flat out. I'm like, she's not friends with this girl anymore. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, she's not friends with this fucking kid anymore. And I don't like this. Like, this kid kept, like, ripping at her balloons. And she only, so, like.
That's not right.
Which I should have known. Like, the whole family is pieces of shit. I should have known that the kid was going to be, too. But.
It's genetic.
Yeah, it is. It's just, you can't avoid it. It's nature and nurture.
Mm-hmm.
So. But, yeah, so we did that. And then...
Before you carry on, did the mom also have a rat face, or was that obviously a father's genetic quirk?
She's a little rat-facey.
Okay.
It's certainly become more pronounced as you go on, as mm-hmm. if rat face was some sort of, like, superior evolutionary trait. They've gotten more and more raddish.
Well, this way they can burrow.
Yeah, I guess that's
very
what it is.
Andy.
So, But yeah, so we did that, and I actually had a busy weekend. After getting the stent out, I didn't have much rest because Saturday was the birthday party, and then Sunday one of my cousins got married, so we had her wedding, which I didn't get to drink at. Like, I really didn't drink much because I was still kind of you know, on medication and still kind of fucked up, and it was, I tell you what. Weddings, when you're not drunk, are
the worst.
Wildly boring.
Yep.
Wildly.
Yeah. So. No, they're not. They're not good. It's the only way to do a wedding. If you remember the wedding, then you've failed.
Yeah. And so, my cousins' weddings, I have, you know, a few cousins that are within like 3 or 4 years of my, you know, my age around there. Although Christina, who just got married, I think is probably like 6 or 7 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
I used to call her Munchkin growing up. She fucking hates it. So I will call her like 6 or 7 times on purpose. I'm a real dick just thinking about it.
That comes as a surprise to both me and probably every listener we have that you're a dick.
Yeah, no, I know.
Who knew?
Well, this just in, folks. yeah, so we... usually when we go to these weddings, I get like belligerent drunk, you know, and it's always a wild time. One of my cousins, her husband, Justin, he actually was pretty pissed off at me and one of my other cousins' husbands because we got so drunk at his wedding. And at one point, Mike yells, something like, let's burn this motherfucker down. Right? And then outside, they had done sparklers at the end of the night.
Uh-huh.
And
at the end of the night?
Yeah, I think.
When everyone's drunk?
Yeah.
That is a terrible decision.
I don't know why they did that,
but
they did.
Who plans that?
And one of the women working at the place, I found this out later, put a sparkler back into the basket that they were in, and it wasn't extinguished, and the basket caught on fire. And there was an actual fire at this wedding, and Justin, putting two and two together, assumed that we followed through on our plan and set a fire at his wedding. So he was not happy with us until, you know, we talked about it at another gathering or whatever it was, and we're like, no, like, are you serious?
Did
you see us at the end of the wedding? I'm like, my dad had to carry me to the fucking car, dude. I couldn't have zipped my pants, let alone set a fire. So we're all good now, and he's actually awesome. But yeah, he did not like us for a little while.
I can understand that.
So I mean, I think that was that was my weekend.
Then, nice.
Memorial, you know, having off on the 3-day weekend was also pretty nice. You know, after being out of work for 2 weeks, there's nothing like having a day off.
So, it's very important. You got to rest yourself back up after all that not working.
Yeah. So speaking of weddings, I believe our producer Dave is attending one today, huh?
Did you get your hair cut? You look all shiny and fresh and stuff. Look at this. It's good audio. Let rub his head.
Look at this, he says.
Yeah.
On the podcast.
Listen, I know how to create riveting audio things. Me also use word good.
Now, throw up a couple of fingers for how long of a drive it is back to where you have to go. How many hours?
Hang on. You know what? Let's just make this a little bit easier.
1.5.
1.5.
Sorry, everybody.
I didn't know how to do a half a finger.
Knuckle?
I guess, yeah.
Right? Sorry about that. I inadvertently just gave Dave the finger.
Totally wasn't inadvertent, by the way.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, that we broke our promise and had Dave on a microphone.
To be fair, the microphone just revolted and came out of the stand.
It did.
And just smacked me in the face.
That's what that noise that you just heard was the microphone and the whole apparatus it's attached to smacking Ed across the mouth.
The entire studio just said, no, no more of this.
It's like this studio knows you have no business talking.
So my foot still hurts, and I just knocked my toe against the chair that I'm sitting in when the microphone fell down, and I'm about on the verge of tears. Whew!
That's not good.
No. Hey, Dave. How you doing, buddy? Ah, good. I miss those days where you just used to throw up a thumbs up, and we'd pretend that we cared.
So I know that we don't normally cover, you know, topics,
well, yeah,
current events type of thing,
right,
rather.
We usually run like 2 weeks behind. But
yeah, so.
This time we're only going to be like 4 days behind.
And
so.
I also know that we don't normally get into things on the more serious side, but I'm actually going to venture us into both of those right now because I got to talk a little bit about this whole fucking gorilla incident because it's bothering me, man.
Oh, this will go great.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm sure this is not going to go well, but I gotta say it, you know.
All right.
I don't fucking get how people are arguing that gorilla, that there was any other way to do things except put the gorilla down.
Now, okay.
Now, I will say, I'm not happy that they had to shoot a gorilla.
Absolutely not.
Okay? And if there's further investigation into zoo safety and into the negligence of the parents, I'm all for it on both of those ends. But are you going to argue that they should have used a tranquilizer on a 400-pound gorilla with a fucking 40-pound child in there with him?
I mean, I'm not, but I know people on the internet that will.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's let me be clear that if it comes down to the life of an animal and the life of a human that's not like, you know, Hitler, I'm pretty clear that, you know, I'm going to try to save humans first. I don't want anybody to die.
Right. I understand.
In general. That's generally not a stance I take. You know,
some people fucking need it, but okay.
Well, you know.
Some people.
Some. Yeah, there's like eight people that
all right.
need it. But in this case, yeah, no, I mean, people are sitting there being like, should I tranquilize a gorilla? There's professional zoologists.
Jack Hanna.
Jungle Jack Hanna. I didn't see him say it, but if he said it, then I believe it.
If you had
tranquilized the gorilla, it wouldn't have stopped. It takes, you know, 10 to 20 minutes, as far as I know, for a tranquilizer to actually, like, set in. So shooting, you know, a gorilla that's already confused about what the hell is going on with sharp pointy things is only going to piss it off. And if it sees a child and then is getting hurt, in my mind, like if somebody came up to me and kicked me in my gout toe and I was looking at that person, I would go and be like, what the hell did you do that for? And then just beat the shit out of them in a white hot rage. I would imagine the same would go for a gorilla.
Yeah, like I think about it. They gave me IV morphine and that took like 7 or 8 minutes. I'm not quite a 400-pound gorilla, it's not that fucking far. You know?
No, you're not.
I'm not that far off.
No, you do have the general proportions.
I can only imagine what the fuck would happen.
Yeah, no, it's just weird. I just can't, like, and again, I would be very happy if this came to a whole conversation about zoo safety and how zoos should be run and, you know, taking care of animals. Because, again, I'm a big fan of animals. I like animals way more than I like most people. But you can't sit there and tell me that, like, all of a sudden everybody on my Facebook wall is a goddamn zoologist all of a sudden.
That part slays me.
That
part absolutely slays me. How these people know so much about goddamn gorillas all of a sudden because of this. It's fucking beyond me.
Yeah.
Absolutely beyond me.
And then the question, like, I don't know what the parents were doing. I don't know. I wasn't there. I take the opinions of the people that A, were there, and B, are professional, you know, zoo staff.
Yeah.
As to what should have happened. Should a kid have gotten in there? No. Maybe you need to put your child on one of those children leash things. I don't know. I don't know your child.
Yeah. You ever see those pictures where the kid's on a leash and the dog's in a stroller?
Legitimately be how I would run things in my house.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, not really. But it would
be like
great.
You wouldn't have a dog small enough to put in a stroller.
You're right, because that's a cat and I have no
point.
You
like bigger dogs.
Yeah,
normally.
I do.
What kind of dog do you have now?
A golden retriever.
Yeah, see? That dog way too fucking big to be
put
in a stroller.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Although, I gotta say, Ratface from the party's older sister, who's like fucking 9 years old, I've seen her twice and she's been in a stroller. I'm like, why is this kid still in a fucking stroller?
9 years old?
I don't know if she's 9 years old. Maybe I'm embellishing because she's a fucking rat face, but she's been in a stroller.
Like, is everything okay as far as?
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, well, listen.
Because, I mean, like, I don't want to make fun of a child who's got, like, some terrible illness.
No, you're absolutely right. I am way beyond that. If the child is perfectly fine.
Okay.
She just goes and climbs and sits in the stroller and the mother pushes her around. But
no, that's weird. That's like those mothers that breastfeed till you're like 23. That's just bizarre.
Wow, that I mean
not to 23 necessarily.
23 is absolutely bizarre.
I mean, to be fair, Dave is suckling at my nipple right now. But that's a whole other matter.
But body armor comes out of that.
That's true. Yeah, it's just fruit punch.
So he's just
delicious.
He's just thirsty. You can't blame a guy.
With that, I think we've lost any chance of body armor ever in doing a sponsorship of this episode. Oh God.
Why would we lose that? Body armor would be fucking
thrilled to know that it comes out of my nipples.
Body armor is so delicious that Dave is willing to drink it out of your nipples? That's a fucking great endorsement. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, all right, that's pretty good.
Come on.
Yeah.
They're a pretty cool company. They'll be down with that.
Yeah.
That we should write slogans like like Joey and Uncle Jesse used to. Body armor. So good you'll drink it out of your friend's nipples. So well, you know what? Now that we're all fucking riled up and hot and bothered, I think we should fucking call it a day. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, now that we know that Dave's suckling fruit punch out of my nips, we should probably end this. On that great mental picture for
and
everyone.
Bring on the hate mail and the negativity if you disagree. You're fucking wrong.
Feel free to send it to jeff@nearlycoherent.com.
Yeah. Listen, it is what it is.
Yeah. Got to do what you got to do.
Have a good day, everybody.
And a lovely week.
That's true. See you guys next week.
Yup.